vastness in meditation. The realms of the finite always limit and constrain us within their walls, boundaries, limitations, definitions, and restrictions. No matter how far we roam within the finite, the mental, vital, and physical realms, we always reach an end point, a place beyond which we can no further go. Yet our inner heart and soul, our infinite self within, stirs ever with a hunger to surpass all limitations, a cry to fly beyond the finite into the infinite, immortal, and eternal truth, light, peace, and bliss. This aspiration, this constant yearning for the beyond, fuels our meditation and keeps it always new, fresh, vibrant, and focused. To raise us from the finite to the infinite, through meditation our heart's aspiration strives to extricate our consciousness from its preoccupation and entanglement with small, limiting, binding, and belittling thoughts, distractions, and emotions, and immerse us in ever higher, purer, liberating realities. To enable and expedite this upliftment, we must focus first and foremost on vastness. Vastness acts as an elevator to raise us beyond the limits of our mind's vision and understanding, and deliver us from the prison of the finite. Sri Chinmoy writes, "When you want to meditate, at that time think of something very vast, the sky, the ocean, the mountains, and become one with the vastness, which is all power. Imagine something very vast, calm, and quiet. When you start meditating, feel that inside you is a vast ocean, and that you have dived to the bottom, where it is all tranquility. If you can identify yourself with this vast ocean, with this flood of tranquility, then it will be extremely easy for you to meditate." Sri Chinmoy. When we invoke and meditate on the outer vastness, it awakens, reveals, mingles, and merges with its secret source, our ever-transcending inner vastness.